Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comment for Monday, February 5th. Grain started out in the red and continued that way for the rest of the day, with only the Kansas City wheat moving a bit higher just by a penny or two. Let's first take a look at the corn. We got March finishing down 2¾ cents at 358¾. Initial weakness on Friday's commitment of traders report, where funds had covered about 88,000 contracts in the week between January 23rd and January 30th, and are now short a sizable but much less sizable 131,000 contracts. Export inspections this morning were good, 1.074 million metric tons versus guesses of between 800,000 and a million, but exports are running down about a third from this time last year. Taking a look, USDA also announced a sale this morning of 130,000 tons of corn to South Korea. Informa out with some estimates. Argentine corn production, 37 million metric tons versus the USDA's 42 million in the last report. And Brazil's estimated production, 88 million metric tons versus the USDA's 95 million. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March down 6½ at 440¼. Kansas City March up just a penny and a quarter from the overnight lows, but finishing down 1¾ cents at 461¾. Funds had covered about 48,000 contracts of their 140,000 in the week between January 23rd and January 30th, now short about 97,000 contracts. Saudi Arabia last Friday bought about 739,000 tons of wheat, and Egypt bought wheat on Friday also, the majority of that from Russia. Inspections came out in the middle of the range, 429,000. That's versus between guesses of between 350,000 and 550,000. Taking a look at beans, we got March finishing down 9 cents at 969¾, putting in a low at 969½ there, and about 8 cents off of a high of 977½. Funds covered about 22,000 contracts of beans after covering about 60,000 in the previous week. Again, that taken a lot of wind out of the short covering sales. USDA announced a sale this morning of 198,000 tons of beans to unknown. Informa's estimates for beans production, Argentina 51 million metric tons versus the USDA's recent guess at 56 million metric tons, and Brazil coming in at 112 versus the USDA's most recent guess at 110 million metric tons. Inspections this morning were above expectations, 1.304 million metric tons versus estimates of between 750,000 and a million metric tons. Exports right now running about 14% behind last year at this time. There is still hot, dry weather in Argentina through Friday, but then there are some showers from a half an inch to an inch and a half forecast for about 65% of the growing areas there. We will have to see how that pans out. Also, some rain and snow possibly moving into the hard red winter wheat area that could lend some help there. In outside markets, that's the real story today. We've had the Dow futures trading almost 1,500 points down, with some extreme volatility going on there now, almost 1,000 points off of the lows. This, I'm sure, adding some of the negativity to the markets, although the break happened an hour or so after the grains closed. So at this point, we've got the dollar higher by 27 ticks at 89.31. Got crude oil down $1.68 a barrel at 63.77. And at this moment, we've got the industrials down 777 points at 24,750. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. And on a personal note, happy birthday, Ellie. Have a great night.